slowly put my mind to rest.
Let's face it, your grades probably aren't where you want them to be. But you're a busy college student. You don't have a lot of time to study. Even when you do, chances are you're distracted and don't retain all the info you read. Head over to Peer Tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Mohawk's peer tutoring program allows you to pick the brain of educated individuals to help learn and retain knowledge necessary for great grades. 1 hour of peer tutoring will provide you with the confidence and knowledge you need. Peer tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Stop by today.
Ignite Radio News.
Good morning, it's 10 a.m. My name is Doyin, and here's what's happening inside the Ignite newsroom. Health Minister deeply concerned about the rise of measles cases in Canada. Health Minister Mark Holland says he is deeply concerned with the global measles outbreak and its potential impact on Canada. We are seeing a lot of illness that was almost rendered non-existent starting to come back because of vaccine hesitancy. Holland told reporters, we have to depoliticize health information. We have to be a society that follows science. There should be no partisanship in following the best health advice that's rooted in science and evidence. As of February 17, the Public Health Agency of Canada had recorded 6 domestic measles cases this year. Since the data was recorded, there's been more than reported cases in Ontario, Quebec, and British Columbia. One portable will have to be replaced, another suffered damage after books and papers were deliberately ignited at a public school in Milton, Ontario, over the weekend. The arsons at Bruce Trail Public School in Milton occurred around 12:30 a.m. on Sunday, and both fires were extinguished with no injuries were reported. Police also say they found hateful graffiti on the walls of the portables. Police say a woman from Smiths Falls has been arrested for allegedly planning to sexually exploit a child. Durham Regional Police says it's part of an ongoing child exploitation investigation that led to the arrest of a Bowmanville man last December. Police says analysis of the accused man's phone revealed a conversation between him and a woman, allegedly including a detailed arrangement to engage in sexual offences against a young child. The 37-year-old man was arrested on Sunday after a search warrant was executed at a residence in Smith Falls. She is facing several charges, including arranging to commit a sexual offense against a child under 18, making child pornography, and possessing child pornography. I'll be back with your sports and weather next.
Hello, my name is Gary, and this is Fabrizio.
Joe.
We're volunteer readers for CNIB. I narrate textbooks for people with vision loss.
Me? I do romance very well. But I could also do textbooks.
Well, I could read for romance.
No.
Your hair is blowing.
I know. It's because I'm sexy.
For information on our audiobook library, computer courses, or thousands of descriptive videos, visit cnib.ca. There are other ways to see.
Ignite Radio Sports.
In the NHL, the Bruins faced off against the Toronto Maple Leaf, with the Bruins leading 4-1. The Blue Jackets defeated the Golden Knights with a final score of 6-3. In the NBA game, the Lakers defeated the Thunders with a final score of 116-104. The Bucks won against the Clippers with a final score of 113-106.
Ignite Radio Weather.
And taking a look at your weather, today mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers in the morning and afternoon. A few showers beginning late in the afternoon, high 19, UV index 3 or moderate. Tonight, a few showers ending near midnight and cloudy with a 40% chance of drizzle, low 6. And tomorrow, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, high 6. And currently outside the Ignite newsroom, it's 13 degrees. I'm Doyin with Ignite Radio News.
From Canada to the U.S., Finland, Japan, well, basically the whole world. This is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. Told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. I
kiss your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way. Break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody. Baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had.
Ooh. And as I'm walking through the subway, all I feel is everybody's piercing eyes. Piercing eyes. I'm following the footsteps, all I can imagine is that I'm a god.
Midnight Radio. That was Carl Wolf and Culture Africa. My name is Doi, and you know you're listening to The Hive. So the transition from teenage life to adulthood has to be one of the hardest and, what I say, the most anticipated, because as a teenager, you just can't wait to be 20, and then you're 20, and then you realize that it's not a simple journey at all. You just wish you want to go back to that age where your parents fend for you, your parents feed you, your parents clothe you, you know. But now you're an adult, you have to do a lot of things yourself, and it's really, really hard. Not only do you realize that being an adult is not a simple task, you also realize that you have to work to feed. And that is a lot, because some of us are used to, like, our parents being the one taking the responsibility of feeding and everything like that. But you become an adult, and you know if you don't work, you would not be able to eat. You will not be able to feed the way you like. It's just a lot. Also, you realize that you start to pay taxes. You want to get a car, you have to pay taxes when you have a car. Any little thing you do, you just have to pay tax. And it's so draining emotionally, financially, because even like in your early 20s, not everybody is stable in their early 20s. So like, I won't really say a particular number because I really don't have the statistics for me, but like, I would say some people are not stable in their early 20s, and then they have to, like, struggle to be able to do a lot of things like pay taxes, pay rent, you know, pay for mortgages, and it's just a lot. It's so draining financially, emotionally, even mentally, and it's just a lot for a lot of people, including me. I honestly wish my parents could just literally feed me every day, clothe me every day, pay my taxes for me. I really wish that I really don't have to work, or that I have to work, but like save my money and not spend my money on responsibilities. Coming up next is David Guetta and Baby Rexha, I'm Good, only on Ignite Radio.
Of the thousands of miles we'll walk in a lifetime, how many steps will we remember? When did walking become just a simple act of getting from A to B? Let's make a humble walk mean something magnificent with the Children's Wish Foundation of Canada. Take steps with us and walk for wishes and make dreams come true for children living with life-threatening illnesses. Visit childrenswish.ca/wishmaker for details.
Amps key tags aren't just for car owners. Anyone can get them, and they're for any keys you want to protect.
Recently, I lost the keys to my car, house, and office. Also on that key ring was my car starter and my War Amps key tag. Imagine my surprise when my keys were returned by courier from the War Amps a few days later. What peace of mind.
Look for your War Amps key tags in the mail or order them at 1-800-250-3030 or waramps.ca.
Not your average internet radio station.
This is Ignite Radio.
Hit music. Hit music.
Now.
Night of my life, and wherever
Nothing but hit music now. This is Ignite Radio.
No reasons, they wanna see us end up like we Regina or Mean Girl. Princess or queen, tomboy or king, you've heard a lot, you've never seen. Mother Earth, Mother Mary, rise to the top. Divine feminine, I'm feminine.
Woman.
You're my stupid heart. Too late, already on my way. If we
comes again, then you can blame my stupid heart.
Ignite Radio, that was Walk Off the Earth, My Stupid Heart. My name is Doi, and as you know, this is The Hive. And so we'll let's take a road down cultural shock. So obviously I'm Nigerian, and coming to Canada was like my first time ever leaving Nigeria, ever. And so I came here and I was trying to get a job. And I got a job at a bar where I get to serve drinks and alcohol and all of that. And then I heard that they said, oh, do you have a smart serve? And I was like, sorry, what's that? They said, oh, you can't serve alcohol if you don't have a smart serve. And I was so shocked. Do you mean to tell me that I have to have a certificate or I have to have taken a course for me to be able to serve alcohol? That was so new to me and so strange, because in Nigeria, there's nothing like that. What do you mean you have to take a course to serve alcohol? As far as you're of age and you are legal, you matter. You could serve alcohol or drink alcohol. It's not really a big deal in Nigeria, compared to me coming here and knowing that, oh, even if I get the job, I cannot even touch alcohol to even serve to a customer or even open it or anything. I'm not allowed to even touch an alcoholic drink at all. That was so shocking to me. And also, like, coming here, I realized that people work at a very young age. Like, I think I heard, because I'm not really sure, that the McDonald's or I don't know, like, a company, like, people start working at the age of 14 here. Like, you can start working here at the age of 14. Really? Because back home, I don't even have to work. I think coming to Canada was when I got my first job. I'm above 19. I'm gonna be 21 this year, and I've never ever like done a job, like something that really paid me money. Even if I did work back at home, I didn't need it to pay bills or anything. I just needed to probably work so as to while away time. But not like having to come here and now work. That was a real struggle for me. And also seeing that a lot of people have to go to school and also work at the same time. That was a very big struggle for me, schooling and working. And I'm very sure it's like that for most, I'll say for some international students, especially if you're from Nigeria like me, you know that at home, you don't necessarily have to work, especially if you're still schooling. Just go to school and, you know, graduate and get a job. But like while you're schooling, it's not compulsory, especially if probably you have parents that are comfortable back home. So yeah, that was much, that was a lot, that cultural shock really hit me hard. I'm not even going to lie to you. Coming up next is Selena Gomez and Marshmallow Wolves, only on Ignite Radio. So stay tuned.
My name is Jeff. Last New Year's Eve, I had a bit too much to drink and tried to drive home. I'd always seen those mad adverts and thought I'd never drink and drive. But I did, and it's something I regret to this day. Because of my actions, I'm now paralyzed from the waist down. You might not be so lucky. If you're going to drink, please, don't drive.
This is a small dog barking. This is a medium-sized dog barking. And this is a big dog barking. Regardless of a dog's size or breed, its bite is always worse than its bark. That's why Canada's letter carriers kindly ask that you keep your dog indoors, in a fenced yard, or tied securely away from your mailbox. You may think your dog won't bite, but statistics say otherwise. More than 70% of reported dog bites happen at home and involve family pets. So please, be aware of where your dog is when we're delivering your mail.
Want more hit music?
More hit music now?
Check us out at igniteradio.ca.
In your eyes, there's a heavy blue. One to love and one to lose. Sweet divine, the heavy truth. Water or wine, don't make me choose.
To get to you, to get to you. I've
took it to you. I've been down the darkest alley, saw the dark side of the moon. Took it to you. I'm full of love and every stranger took too much easy anger. All for you, yeah, all for you. I've been running through the jungle, I've been crying with the wolves. To get to you.
Hamilton's best hit music station is on the internet.
This is Ignite Radio.
Oprah Winfrey announced Wednesday that she will leave her role on the Weight Watchers board of directors only 2 months after the talk show host publicly revealed Oprah Winfrey known for her role as the face of Weight Watchers has announced that she will be leaving her position on the company's board of directors. This news comes only 2 months after the talk show host revealed that she was taking a weight loss medication. In a recent press release, Weight Watchers confirmed that Winfrey has decided not to stand for re-election. The announcement of her departure caused Weight Watchers shares to drop by more than 25% during pre-market trading on Thursday. Winfrey stated that she looked forward to continuing to advise and collaborate with Weight Watchers and CEO and the CEO in elevating the conversation around recognizing obesity as a chronic condition and working to reduce stigma and advocating for health equality. I'm Doyin, and this is your Entertainment Minute, only on Ignite Radio.
To replies, learn the lesson from the wise. You should never take advice from somebody that ain't tried. They said I wouldn't make it out alive. They told me I would never see the rise. That's why I gotta get them every time. Gotta watch them bleed too. Don't ever say it's over if I'm breathing. Race it to the moonlight and I'm speeding. I'm headed to the stars. Ready to go far. I'm star one. Since I came out my mama, thinking God daddy never would. Prove him wrong every time till it's normal. Why worship legends when you know that you can't join? These demons don't like me, they don't like me. Likely they wanna fight me. Come on, try it out, try me. They put me down, but I never cried out. Why me? We're from the wise. Don't put worth inside somebody that ain't tried. They said I wouldn't make it out alive. Racing to the moonlight and I'm speeding. I'm headed to the stars, ready to go far. I'm star walking.
Ignite Radio, that was Lil Nas X, Star Walking. I can't believe I pronounced that wrong. Anyways, have you ever wondered why after a sneeze, we say bless you? The most intriguing theory regarding where it came from goes back to ancient times when people thought that sneezing may perhaps be the expulsion of the soul from the body, leaving the victim open to the devil or other bad spirits. Can you even imagine that? So sneezing was seen to be a time when the body's defenses were, you know, compromised, opening the door to spiritual harm. People would respond, bless you, as a protective strategy in reaction to this idea. So now we know where the word bless you come from, whenever like people sneeze or something, because I didn't know that at all. So the assumption was that once you, you know, recite the blessing or you call for heavenly intervention, there was going to be protection from the sneezer. There was going to be like you protecting the sneezer soul from any harm. As this myth and beliefs has developed throughout the time, saying bless you has turned into more of a social custom and a courteous way to react to someone sneezing. So yes, I bet a lot of people don't even know that. That's why we say bless you when someone sneezes. We just say bless you because we're used to it. So now we know that there was a time people thought that whenever you sneezed, it was you opening your body to harm or something like that. Wow, I didn't know that. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but if you do, just, you know, as usual, go to my comment section on my Instagram at @doni_hive and, you know, just comment it right there. And if you know more, if you have, like, more information on this, just let me know also. And so coming up next is Way Back Playback, only on Ignite Radio.
Imagine hesitating every time you want to leave your home. Imagine needing help when no one is around.
Good girl.
Everyday Canadians with disabilities count on their dog guide to help them move forward in their daily lives. Participate in this year's Purina Walk for Dog Guides and help provide dog guides to other deserving Canadians. Together, moving forward, changing lives. To find a walk near you or simply to donate, visit PurinaWalkForDogGuides.com today.
After a night out with your friends, not having a plan for a safe ride home can leave you in a bad spot. You could wind up riding in a police car, an ambulance, or a hearse. These unplanned modes of transportation are costly choices and do not take you home. I'm Denise Polgar with Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving, asking you to plan a safe ride home. Call a cab, be a designated driver, or use public transit.
Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving and this station want you to arrive alive. Drive sober.
Written by Kyliet and Jason Reeves and produced by Makau Blue, the song was released as the album's lead single on May 15, 2007. Bubbly is Kyliet's highest charting hit and is her only single to reach the top 10 on the US Billboard Hot 100. Internationally, the song reached number 1 in Australia, Brazil, and Czech Republic. It also became a top 10 hit in several European countries, including Belgium, Germany, and Norway. The song's music video, directed by Liz Fredlander, aired on MTV, VH1, and TMT. A still from the music video was used as a cover of the debut album, Coco. Coming up next is Bubbly by Kobe Kellyett on Ignite Radio.
Will you count me in? I've been awake for a while now. Got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see a bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my window pane. Hiding in a safer place, undercover, staying safe and warm. You give me feelings that I adore. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. What am I gonna say? Away, I just and it starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. Starts in my soul and I lose all control. When you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. Just
fake the smile, baby. Just take your time now, holding me tight.
Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live at igniteradio.ca.
Remember when the streetlights came on and we had to be home? Remember when Elm Street came on, couldn't watch it alone? Remember every prank call we made, it starts 69. Remember trying to 888 to go back in time? Remember when they played Purple Rain to our first slow dance? Remember when we thought that first base was just holding hands? Those days come back in the dead of night. Those days that felt like another life. What would you be doing back in those days? We'd be turning up the stereo.
Ignite Radio, that was Nickelback, Those Days. And we've come to the end of the show. But before that, I would like to know why some public toilets use cheap toilet paper and paper towels. Is there any reason why out of all the paper towels and the toilet papers that some, you know, public toilets could use, why is it the cheapest one? Why do they always go for the cheapest one? Are they trying to save money? Like, you might as well, like, you might as well just buy something that would last, like that is very, very durable, not something that you just take and would easily tear. Also, some don't even have paper towels anymore. They just use hair and dryers. Why? Why? And these air and dryers are not even really hygienic. But honestly, that's like a topic for another day, because I don't know why. Like, give us good paper towels and good toilet papers, please. Anyways, thank you guys for sticking with me. Coming up next in the next hour is Sticks and Songs by Jacob, only on Ignite Radio.
We're inside Mr. Bonder's heart.
Almost done, Mr. Bonder. Hold it there, please, nurse.
The Heart and Stroke Foundation was behind research leading to treatments making it possible to repair Mr. Bonder's aortic valve.
All right, that should do it.
So, what's the big deal, you ask? Mr. Bonder hasn't been born yet.
Nice work, everyone.
Saving babies' lives before they're even born. This is what happens when you put your heart into it. Learn more at heartandstroke.ca.
It's been an exciting night of Pee Wee Hockey, Billy.
These kids have really played their hearts out tonight, Jim.
And now in the stands, two moms drop their mittens, and it looks like they want to go. It's Porter's mom and Smith's mom. Smith's mom gets in two right hands.
Porter's got a real big size advantage in this one.
Now Wilkinson's mom comes in from behind. Wilkinson pulls Porter's cashmere sweater over her head.
I tell you, that's got to be one of the most unladylike things I've ever seen.
We got parents tearing up everywhere in the stands.
Absolute mayhem.
Relax. It's just a game. A message from Hockey Canada.
Love hit music? Hit us up and let's get social. Ignite Radio now.
I don't wanna go and talk too long. I know it was wrong, but never said I was sorry.
Ignite Radio.
let myself want you, I let myself try. I let myself fall back into your eyes. I let myself want you, I let myself hope. I let myself feel things I know that you don't. You're not mine anymore, but I'm still a little bit yours. Still a little bit yours. And look me in my eyes.
things you do will be